W2DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. We're learning more about the owner of a second dance hall in suburban Los Angeles, the man who stopped the alleged gunman who had killed 10 from killing any more. Brandon Say is the owner of the hall, and at first thought he was being robbed. Then he realized his patrons were at risk, so he and another man wrestled with the gunman.
He was trying to hit me. He hit me across the face. He was bashing the back of my head. I was trying to use my elbow to create distance between him and the weapon.
They were able to disarm the gunman, who got away. He was eventually surrounded by police and took his own life, says L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna.
When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot coming from within the van.
The massacre was the fifth mass shooting in the U.S. since the start of the year. This is ABC News. Arizona Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego announcing he will challenge Senator Kyrsten Sinema next year. Sinema left the Democratic Party and went independent, setting up a potential three-way race. More layoffs at a major tech company. This time, it's Spotify. Chief Executive Daniel Ek this morning saying the company will lay off about 6% of its workforce. And once again, it's tax time.
The IRS open for business. It begins accepting federal income tax returns today. The agency urges taxpayers to have all the information they need before filing their return. Tax expert Humphrey Yang says one important piece of information is that last year's larger child tax credit was a one-time deal.
The tax credit temporarily went up to $3,600 per child, but this tax year, 2022, it returns back to $2,000.
The IRS says taxpayers expecting a refund should get it within 21 days if they file electronically. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin State Supreme Court race could determine the future of reproductive rights in Wisconsin. More than 1,000 people marched to the state capitol in Madison yesterday. It was part of a nationwide commemoration of the U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion 50 years ago. The Marquette poll shows 55% of people in Wisconsin are against last summer's ruling striking Roe down. One of the FBI's most wanted suspects is dead. Guards at the Milwaukee jail found Octaviano Juarez-Coro's body in his cell yesterday morning. Juarez-Coro spent years on the run after the execution-style shooting of his wife and four other people in 2006. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. The Badgers travel to Northwestern. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media. It's not- Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's still nice outside.
It's Monday, Earl. Yeah, okay, I was just going to help you.
it's Monday. But you know, no snow. And not sub-zero.
Mm-hmm.
The warmest January on record thus far. Everything's all right.
Well, I don't know. I've got.
Oh, you want the snow?
Well, I don't know. My children, grandchildren are all complaining about the fact that it's an ugly winter. You know, it's gray. There's no snow. There's no fun. You know, I do think that one of the advantages of winter is that it's an actual season. This January has felt like March. No one celebrates March. In Wisconsin.
Well, I'm celebrating it right now because I get it. Snow is nice.
So you're the Grinch that's still winter.
So it's Mondays. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Sandy, I mean, there's no snow. The other part of it is 9 inches behind in Milwaukee in the snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that, you know, that equates to the lack of snow by the time the warm weather rolls around in the spring.
It's actually bad for plants and grass and everything. Yeah, golf courses worry about no snow. It ruins the grass. Snow insulates the ground and gives it water on a gradual basis. So, yeah.
The rivers, you know, and I don't know so much about the lake.
So be careful what you wish for.
Well, anyway, I'm going to just, in my own little cocoon, my own little bubble, I don't mind one winter where it's the way it is right now. You can go back to what it was next year. We can stay this way for the rest of the winter, and it'll be all right with me. Okay, I know I'm in Wisconsin.
I know.
But anyway, did you watch any football?
Oh yeah, I watch football. I either watch the ESPN chart on my phone so I can kind of see whether a game is close enough to be exciting. But I did watch a bunch, and you know what? The games are good, quite good. I thought particularly the San Francisco 49ers game was good football.
Yeah, and the Cowboys.
The Cowboys and 49ers. It was a close game, and it was well played. You know, if you want to watch a lot of touchdowns, that didn't happen. Defense has become more important in the NFL. What really tires me, though, is I wake up the next day, just by habit, I always read how the news media covers the games. And
it wasn't what you saw.
Well, it wasn't what I saw, and they have to. Now we're getting week after week of where might Aaron Rodgers get traded. you know, and all these speculations and people willing to carry headlines about what some blog suggested might happen to whomever, you know, it's very tiresome and tedious. And, you know, to some extent, it might reflect what's happening in the news media generally. And I can understand why people get upset with the media if what you're going to see is this kind of...
Well, you've got 24-hour sports channels.
Yeah, they got
just like you do the news channels.
Yeah, just like
cycles.
Just like we got to talk for 3 hours.
I know.
They got 24 hours to fill,
which is still. And then they've got four or five people with them,
mm-hmm.
and so you just I can't watch it. I don't watch it. Right?
Yeah.
I can't watch the sports channels. I rarely can even watch the news channels anymore. Local news. I can watch a little more, but even it has more time on its hands than it does, you know, stories.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't watch it at all. And I haven't watched TV news for a very long time. It just seems like it doesn't add anything to my thought processes, and I'm worried that it might subtract.
Well, I do it because, you know, I want to see what's going on in my community, you know, and what's happening there because I'm so interconnected. To my community but they can get that out of the way in the first 5 minutes. The rest of it is, you know, fluff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's money. People are making money doing that. I guess that's what news is, right? News used to be a half an hour news in the morning, Channel 6, Channel 4, Channel 2, half an hour.
Yeah.
Now they start at 4:30 a.m. and they run all the way to 9 o'clock. What can you do in that kind of environment? Where can you get enough news to cover that many hours? So, you know, but anyway, that's what it is. And they've done a good job of making sure they've got three or four anchors. I mean, they're paying a lot of money to people, so they're obviously making a lot of money. Maybe it's the advertisement that can afford them the opportunity to do that. I don't know.
Well, it is all about advertising. It's all about what derives revenue, and I think it's actually deriving less and less revenue rather than more and more revenue. I think there are Fox. That was the reason for the sort of magic of Fox, is that Fox was a revenue generator like mad, and so it's kind of that's what's taken the media down, essentially, is the quest for whatever it is that's sensational enough to cause people to be fixated to the TV.
Do you know, Sandy, police identified the C-72-year-old suspect in Monterey Park mass shootings. This never ends, right?
No, he had a gun that had a banned magazine. It was an assault pistol, essentially. I think
right.
They're like sawed-off assault rifles. And, and he was
72 years old,
but, you know, the people say, well, crazy, you know, bullets and guns don't kill people. Crazy people do. No, crazy people with guns.
Yes.
Kill people. And so if there are always going to be crazy people, and if the crazy people or 6-year-olds can get at, you know, the 6-year-old, the discussion of that is that this 6-year-old had sort of special problems, needed special kind of controls. Yep. But that's what the world is comprised of. We have people of all sorts, happily. But then to have those people be able to access guns, why can't the American people sit up and say, yeah, it's because we have 400 million guns. That's why a 6-year-old can take a gun to school and shoot his teacher. That's why a 72-year-old man, when he flips out, it goes postal, as we say. Why they can take down 10 people and wound 10 more.
Sandy, a 6-year-old and a 72-year-old.
Right.
What could be more, you know?
Yeah, what's the common thread there? Guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's in our country, right?
I mean, the fact is, yes, it's uniquely in our country. Now, the New Zealand mass killing was very sizable, but the Prime Minister of New Zealand steps down, and they talk about her period of being in charge. And one of the main things they talk about as a huge problem was the mass killing that she had to deal with while she was prime minister. Well, heck, if you're head of the president of the United States, you have 10 of those, 20, 30 of those a year. I mean, in fact, the number is higher than 30.
It's a lot higher than that, right?
Yeah, it's a massively high number. And you know, New Zealand has a small population, but the number is totally rare there. The reason it was such news there is it never happens there.
You know, Sandy, my issue again is over and over and over and over and over we see this, continue to see it, and we act like we can't fix it. We act like it's something that's an impossible thing to fix. And again,
incidentally,
this is America.
This conversation probably rises to the level of being called woke. We're talking now against guns. We're talking in a direction that suggests we want to see guns controlled in their number. We want to see guns controlled or limited in the access to them. And there would be those who would say that this is a very un-American conversation.
I agree with you.
I'm sure during the show today we'll talk about this whole woke thing because it's become front and center. No, people can't describe it except what it clearly is it's one of the things that the woke movement in Florida seems to be about is avoiding indoctrination. And the whole woke movement is designed to have us all be indoctrinated. It's an indoctrination effort to keep us from talking about things that might be, I guess, unpatriotic.
You know, your point is accurate. The conversation, anytime you want to have it about the guns, people want you to dummy up. You can't say, as many times as we've seen this, Sandy, and continue to see it, and that contrasts from a 6-year-old to a 72-year-old, nothing more stark than that. And yet, in the face of all of that, we still don't want to discuss it. Well, it's my constitutional right.
Right.
And so, somehow, who's talking about taking away your gun anyway? That's not the issue. The issue is that far too many people lose their lives in this country through being murdered by guns. And that old axiom, as you so well stated, guns don't kill people, people kill people, people with guns kill people.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line. And we can no longer accept, Sandy, that simplistic, response. If you look in the urban centers across the nation, the slaughter of American citizens, the sheer numbers of people outweigh what in 1 year outweigh almost in a couple cities outweigh the amount of people that were killed in theaters of war in Iraq and Afghanistan in the entire wars.
Well, in Vietnam. I mean,
these things are happening inside of this nation and being accepted.
I was at the emergency room of a hospital on the east side of Milwaukee with a grandson. And into the emergency room came a young person.
So hold the thought, Sandy. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll return in a couple minutes. Be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today with highs around 30. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 31. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 19.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. Tom.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And good morning to 97.9 FM WGBD in Green Bay and 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh. Let's go to the phone lines and Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, brother. Sandy said that the conversation is un-American. I disagree. That conversation is more American than the idiots who can't read. The Second Amendment is only two sentences in the whole Constitution. And if you read it and read what they meant by it, it means that if there is no, organized group of people who are designated to uphold the law, and or sheriff or police department, then people have the right to have weapons to protect themselves and their property. That was back in a time when most people lived on farms. Most people didn't live in large urban areas, etc. And I can't think of the word, the organized group.
Militia. Militia is the word you're looking
for. Militia. Yeah, okay. And see, militias were formed basically as a police department to protect people, and they were spread out over large parts of the land. Since you have a police department, both local, county, and state, there is no need for a militia. Therefore, there's no need for everybody to have a gun. Now, I'm a former police officer. I'm a former military person. And the deal is, I haven't carried a gun since I got off the force. I mean, what's the point? I just don't get it. And people want to interpret. See, that's like, well, I ain't going to say that. It's about people interpreting things the way they, or slant them the way they want them to be, rather than reading it for what it meant. And it's very clear in those two sentences that it does not mean everybody is supposed to have the right to have a gunner.
So, Al, hang on. Let Sandy respond.
Well, Al, you know, I do agree with you. I think our Supreme Court ran amok back as they interpreted the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, they did interpret it in a manner that seems to be construable as the notion that every individual has the right to bear arms, and that it's and over time, that interpretation has become slanted to the point where it seems to be a primary American right that can't be, that's sacrosanct, you know, sacrosanct to the point where.
But that's not what it says, Sandy. It does not say that.
Okay, hold on now.
My point, Al, is that, yeah, I would agree that it doesn't, it could be construed differently, but unfortunately, our U.S. Supreme Court that establishes the law of the land ultimately has interpreted it to mean something that I think is far-fetched and off the point. I think that what it talked about was militias, and it talked about militias at a time when militias were being used to essentially resist the crown, and militias were something that states organized, actually. But the state militias went by the board with the Civil War, because when the state militias became the secessionist army of the Confederacy, the federal government decided that they would federalize all of the state militias into the National Guard. And so, you know, the language became vestigial. But, you know, we could hash this over, but the Supreme Court jumped the shark some while ago, and so now we're left with it.
Is there a possibility, you're a lawyer, that to file a lawsuit against the Supreme Court to have that reworded to what it was intended for?
Well, unfortunately, there's no court that can try a case that's higher than the Supreme Court to hold their feet to the fire about what they do. No, they're the ultimate law of the land. And they've determined this in a manner that is ultimate until the Supreme Court, until they themselves would decide to change their mind, as they did with Roe v. Wade. So, you know, we watched the Supreme Court change their mind in a very significant and basic way associated with human rights. Many people are dismayed by that. Whether a future Supreme Court could shift gears and change their mind about the interpretation of the Second Amendment, I mean, we could only hope
the horse is already out of the barn.
Yeah.
Only alternative we have is to vote those people out of office.
Well, you know, though, Al, because the other part of it is these people already have all these weapons. And so, you know, it's too late. The other part of it is the arms industry, when that decision was made, really ramped up everything. And
I agree.
Well,
these people are making millions of dollars off of the arms industry.
Billions of dollars.
And that is the problem. That's the problem.
I mean, the problem really in the United States is just as Earl was saying, the genie's out of the bottle. 400 million guns, 20 million assault rifles already in circulation. It would take a federal action, or at least an action of law, to cause guns to have to be turned in. One of the problems with the shooting with a 72-year-old, the guy's using a banned assault pistol. The magazine in it was banned, but you know, California has probably been the most restrictive on gun rights, but we don't have people getting searched at the borders of our states to make
Sandy,
sure.
Hold the thought. Hang on. We'll carry it over after we come back.
Well, we'll keep talking about gun rights.
Yeah. We're on the other side. So 844-967-2789. It's Mondays. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. We're learning more about the owner of a second dance hall in suburban Los Angeles. The man who stopped the alleged gunman who had killed 10 from killing any more Brandon Say is the owner of the hall and at first thought he was being robbed. Then he realized his patrons were at risk, so he and another man wrestled with the gunman.
He was trying to hit me. He hit me across the face. He was bashing the back of my head. I was trying to use my elbow to create distance between him and the weapon.
They were able to disarm the gunman, who got away. He was eventually surrounded by police and took his own life, says L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna.
When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot coming from within the van.
The massacre was the fifth mass shooting in the U.S. since the start of the year. This is ABC News.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Madner with your headlines. More than 1,000 workers in Racine, Burlington, and in Iowa getting back on the job after a nine-month strike. United Auto Workers Union members were fighting for raises to help cover soaring inflation and increases in health care costs. Based in the United Kingdom, CNH Industrial employs more than 37,000 people around the world. Their third-quarter profits jumped 22% last year to $559 million. No one was hurt when blades in the top portion of a wind turbine collapsed at the Butler Ridge Wind Farm in Dodge County near Herman on Wednesday night. However, there is a large crater from the impact. NextEra Energy Resources owns the turbine and is working to determine the cause of the collapse, as well as ensure the other turbines on the property are safe. You're listening to Civic Media in the Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams, and you too can join the conversation. We're talking about really the another horrific, senseless slaughter. 10 people slaughtered by a 72-year-old man. 10 more in the hospital, and only through grace and some interference did this guy not shoot and kill more people.
Now we're having a gun conversation and a gun restriction conversation. We should remember that the crazies after the Sandy Hook killings, some people said that was a fake that was faked, and it was faked for the reason that the liberal wokes would then be talking about gun restrictions. So it was a fake killing, all for the purpose of getting restrictions imposed on guns. And here we are having that same woke conversation, this un-American conversation about gun controls. I mean, I think we've uncovered two big problems. One is guns, but two is how it is that Americans are allowed to talk about the things that trouble them about what's going on in the country, you know. And we've got a whole movement in the country that wants to restrict conversation and wants to declare unpatriotic conversation to be unlawful. So we've got movements to restrict what's taught in school or what's even conversed about, essentially, as being an anti-woke law in Florida that's being implemented now through acts of legislation to restrict what's taught in advanced placement college level courses at the high school level. I think the bigger problem is really what it is that's happening to the ability to discuss politics in Wisconsin, in the United States, and particularly public policy, and what it is that troubles us about the policies, and how it is we'd like to improve America. If you want to improve America, you can be described as un-American, and you can be described as woke, and you can paint yourself into a corner where a bunch of people won't listen to you.
You know, Sandy, and even further is, where does this lead us? Because it can't lead us anywhere positive, right? With where this discussion is headed, I don't think you should be able to talk about that. You talked about, the time when they were burning books, and so people couldn't. We'll determine what you can read. And
well, I mean, that's, to me, in the name of American values and patriotism, we're stepping on the most fundamental of American values, which is this ability to talk about and to have freedom of speech and the freedom to criticize your government and the freedom to try and improve your government. And we're having people stand up against that, and even to form militias. You know, the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, these people, their main principle was to arm themselves to basically take on the un-Americans, the people who they would decry as Marxists. I was thinking as I listened to this debate about what could be taught in an AP course in high school, and I wonder whether that same kind of restriction would be imposed on having those students read Das Kapital, the book by Karl Marx. And, you know, everyone who goes to college and takes history, for political science or philosophy, will read Das Kapital. Are they going to be seduced by it into becoming communists with a capital C? Well, no. And in fact, most of the time that book is suggested for reading or required for reading so that it can be critiqued and analyzed. But we can't have a country where we can't read any and all things that are represented as ideas for us to consider, including, for instance, various spins and takes on what has happened in our American history. Because, you know, as we talked about last Friday, you know, I was horrified to realize that I had reached my late adulthood until I found out about the Tulsa Massacre, which is an unbelievable episode in American history, which we failed to teach ourselves. In sophisticated circles of learning that we went to.
I will say this, Sandy. It's where we are in this country right now. It's a dangerous place, and whichever side of the equation you are on, we must be able to have the dialogue and conversation. Let's bring Al back on. Al, yes, sir. You say what?
Well, I agree with everything that's been said, but also, see, when I was a police officer, one of the biggest problems I saw was everyone who owns a gun, very few people practice. They don't get to know the weapon. And if you're not a hunter, where do you go practice? The deal is, people don't know the triggering point of a weapon unless they practice with it. You were a football coach. I was a coach for 49 years, won 10 state championships. Practice is what makes you the best at what you do. And 99% of most people that I know that own weapons, guns, have never taken out and practiced. And when you make a law saying you could purchase a weapon and you have to take a safety course, et cetera, that's not good enough because of the fact that too many times when people go to court, they say, well, Your Honor, it was an accident. And most of the time they're telling the truth because they didn't know the weapon because they never practiced. They bought it, carried it, and loaded it and wound up firing it and hitting the wrong person or hitting somebody where they didn't intend to. And why are you shooting people in the first place? And if you're not a hunter out there trying to get something to eat, you don't need a gun in the first place.
Very few people hunt with pistols, and unfortunately, most of the guns in this country are pistols. And so, you know,
most people who hunt do carry pistols because of the fact that you can be surprised by an animal in the woods and anywhere else. And if you don't have a long rifle available at that point, you got to have something to protect yourself with. There's common sense, but the deal is those people practice all the time. Hey, they get to know their weapons.
Hey, Al, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
No, I think Al makes a point that relates to the ownership of weapons, but the Second Amendment and the misconstruction of it and what it's done to our society goes deeper than whether we should be allowed to have guns and require training courses, because the debate has gone well beyond that, and the condition of having training courses to own a gun has gone out the window in any case. So, what's happened in our society? I'm as troubled by the wokeism as I am by guns, because I think the woke dispute and the use of the woke argument is like using an assault rifle in a political setting. We've got militias that are now set up to attack people who are un-American, but we're also passing laws to restrict conversation that's viewed as un-American. And what could be more un-American than having discussions in the legislature and passing laws that are restricting what can be said and what can be talked about and what can be taught in schools? This is kind of the most serious overstep in the name of American values. To step on the most fundamental American value strikes me as particularly dangerous.
You know, Sandy, you listening to you, you may even say that the fact that understanding what's been happening with all the weapons and the ownership and all the killing of people in this country by these weapons, but almost as equally as dangerous is taking away people's opportunities to read what they want, to learn what they want, and somebody else to determine what that is, then takes away, I guess, all of what the nation supposedly stands for.
Well, yes, and I think that the ability to read and listen and think is probably threatening ultimately to gun rights in some fashion. I think if enough people did a lot of independent thinking, they might step back from the issue of gun rights and rethink it, you know, and maybe that's a frightening prospect as well to those who think that guns are so terribly important. I think what's striking is that many people now today who think gun rights are so terribly important, and particularly the right to have assault rifles, want those guns because they want to defend themselves against the government, and they want to defend themselves against a government which they think is going to be oppressive and asking them to do things that will restrict their freedoms. And those very same people are trying to restrict the debate. They're trying to restrict the conversation. They're trying to restrict the curriculums in school. And they're taking the most fundamentally un-American steps that you could possibly conceive of. It's the First Amendment. It's the very first thing that was thought of as an amendment to the American Constitution was this freedom of speech.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Sandy, you're exactly correct. Everything that's happening right now is trying to inhibit free speech. You know, and I think, honestly, if you look at it, this yesterday was actually the 13th anniversary of Citizens United and Money in Politics. And I'm sure that you can draw a pretty straight line between that and all of this gun violence that's happened and, you know, everything else that has happened in this country in terms of the problems where the donors is who the politicians are listening to instead of we the people. So, yeah, I really think that, you know, again, I think we need to talk gun safety just to be able to get on people's communication lines. But I also think that the reason what they are so afraid of, what the donors and the ruling class are so afraid of, is that people will be woke. They're afraid that people will finally figure out that these people are being bought off, that they are, that the politicians are being bought off by the donors. That's what they're afraid of. So therefore, people themselves are voting against their best interests, as always, and are making it so a person can't speak because you're quote-unquote woke. It's really quite hilarious how it is or ironic how it is that the very things that these people are fighting for, or so-called say they're fighting for, are the things that are being taken away from them every day because of some media or some made-up word called woke, which woke is a good thing.
So, Tom, Sandy and I are going to be right in your lane later on in the show. Talking about lobbyists and all those things. So I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Thank you very much for the call. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you.
I also want to say this, Sandy. Right now in urban centers across the nation, young people are breaking into cars. They're not breaking into cars to steal them anymore. They're breaking into cars looking for guns. And so, I mean, just looking to see if people have left the guns in their cars when they go maybe to a basketball game, maybe into the grocery store, into other places. People have so many guns that this is now a new phenomenon that is taking place. Is young people are trying to get their hands on these guns. And so in many instances, you know, if you are a person who, you know, has the gun and takes it with you everywhere, you can't take it into all places. And so you leave it in your car, and they're winding up losing them that way. And it's how younger people are getting their hands on guns. But we've got to get beyond this, Sandy. As a society, we can't keep accepting all these people dying, being murdered, because somebody says, I've got a constitutional right to bear arms. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. See you soon.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 30. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for snow showers. Lows dip down to about 23. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 31. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 19.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
All right. Welcome back to the Early Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with Sandy Williams. And we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You'll be able to fill out an application for Piece of Our giveaway, and your chance to work the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th, which is right around the corner. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. For details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Sandy, I want to go back to the wokeism aspect of this now. Because Ron DeSantis has gotten grave reviews from some in this country who thinks that he stood up for them. And
against woke.
I know, yes.
Yeah, I understand. And actually, I do have a problem in that I've read quite a bit, and I really don't understand exactly everything that woke encompasses, except that it encompasses something that someone would label as liberal viewpoints, and maybe that's all it means. But it's almost...
It means us against them.
Well, it's almost like calling conversation un-American, and if it's un-American, it's not allowed. You know, they had anti-woke legislation in Florida, meaning that you couldn't teach woke in Florida, and I guess there were some more detailed principles associated with it, but I think it's just a very dangerous movement, this notion of restricting thought and or at least restricting expressed thought, because my goodness, the most fundamental thing that drove us to America originally was freedom of speech and freedom of speech is what moves mankind ahead, takes new ideas. You know, there was a time when painters could only paint people two-dimensionally, because to paint them three-dimensionally was deemed to be unholy. And you can look at medieval art and say, why did they do it that way? Well, they weren't allowed to express their artistic thought except in that very particular way, because to do so otherwise was unchristian. And so is it the same thing? Is that what we're devolving to here in the restrictions we're trying to impose on what we can talk about, or what we should think about, or what we should express, and it's just terribly frightening. It's Big Brother-ism, And it's big brotherism that is expressed by people whose biggest fear when they talk about it is big brother government.
You know, Sandy, it's us against them. It's a dividing line that people have drawn in the sand. This is how we see it, and we want everybody to see it that way because we see it that way. And dadgummit, we don't want anybody. I don't care about what you see. And it's, we can talk about, you know, what's un-American, but this isn't even about being un-American. This is about, is this a good way? Is it, when we look at our nation and where it's been and where it's headed, is this something that makes sense, is going to improve relations in the country? Or is it something that this line is drawn in the sand that's going to make things even worse along certain lines?
Yeah.
And I think that's what the danger of this wokeism is.
Well, I do too. And I think this, as you use the term un-American, we should remember that Joe McCarthy's committee in the U.S. Senate was called the Senate Un-American Activities Committee. And it was the Un-American Activities Committee that was viewed by everyone at the time and since then as a blot on the American record, on the that this was something we should never repeat again. And here we are in the process of moving in the direction of trying to decide who in our country are un-American based on what they talk about, what they think about, what they express. You know, are we going to end up blackballing directors and actors in Hollywood again? As the result of their thought processes because they're woke? I mean, wouldn't that be the most un-American kind of thing to do?
You know, Sandy, it really is more than troubling. It's dangerous. It really is dangerous. And, you know, people can celebrate because somehow what it says, Sandy, is I'm the real American. And not you,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm the person who determines what an American is. Well, based on what? Well, because I said so. Well, show me what you mean by that. Why are you more American than the person who you claim to be woke?
Well, I mean, you know, I think, you know, and this is not to take on anyone personally, but just to express the words that have been called in, but we have a caller that's called in every once in a while, Lou from Cudahy, who has accused me and the station and those who talk on the station of being un-American, being Marxist, trying to tear apart the fabric of America. And I'm troubled by that because I don't understand how it is that anything I'm doing, saying is designed to tear apart America. Everything I try and talk about is stuff that I hope will make America even better. It's not to say that America isn't a great place. It is a great place, but any great place should have pretensions for greater greatness. And we are actually falling short. Clearly, we're falling short of what the potential of this country could be in many ways.
Well, it's taken us back down a troubled portion of the history of this nation. And that's what's at the root of it. And that's where the danger, inherent danger lies. Anyway, we've got some things we're going to discuss on the other side. Stay with us. Don't touch the dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Monday with Sandy Williams. Got to sell, you know, a couple trinkets. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media. You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.